Maseches Nida, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalad. Bas Shalosh Shanim V'Yom Echad, a girl from the age of 3 years and 1 day and on, Miskadeshes Bevia, she is able to be sanctified in marriage through intercourse, meaning that intercourse with a girl from this age and on is considered intercourse, and as the Mishnah is going to say later, if she is not yet at that age, then it's not even considered a sexual act. And therefore, she is miskadeshes bibia. She can get married through intercourse. And furthermore, if she falls to yibum as a result of being married to one man who dies, and then she falls to yibum to the brother of that man, then if that man has intercourse with her kana'a, he acquires her, meaning that they are now married. And then she is considered a married woman, an eshes ish, with respect to if anybody else were to have adultery with her. The age of bia for a woman is from the age of 3 days and 3 years and 1 day. Umetama is boala letame mishkav tachton ke'elyon. And if she is a nida, then a man who would have intercourse with her gets the status of a boel nida, a man who had intercourse with a nida, and is therefore mitame, causes tumah to an entire pile of cloths, the bottom cloth just as much as the top cloth, which is what a boel nida is the status of tumah that a boel nida is able to render. Nises l'kohen, furthermore, about a girl who's 3 years and 1 day, if she marries a kohen, tochal b'truma, she can eat truma, bohalea echad mina psulim, but if anybody, and if she is a single girl still, and any of the men who would render a woman ineligible to marry a kohen, such as a Gentile, psalam mina kuhuna, then they invalidate her from marrying a kohen again. Ba'alecha echad mikol arayos hamuros b'torah. If any one of the illicit relationships stated in the Torah has relations with her, has intercourse with her, mumasin al yada, they are put to death on her account. V'hi p'tura, but she is exempt because she is not yet the age of legal responsibility. Pachos mikain, so this entire Mishnah dealt with a girl who is from 3 years and 1 day and older than that. If she is younger than that, kinosein etzba ba'ayin. It is just like, it's tantamount, it's compared to putting a finger in an eye. It's not considered actual intercourse, but rather physical contact of a different kind. Mishnah Hey, Ben Teisha Shanim Biyom Echad Shebal Yevimto. So now we're talking about a boy that the age of intercourse for a boy would be from 9 years and 1 day and onward. So if a boy from 9 years and 1 day, Shebal Yevimto, who is required to do Yibum, and if he would have sexual intercourse with his Yevama, Kena'a, he accomplished Yibum. And this is true even though the age of kinyan for a boy would be 13 years old for the age of bar mitzvah. But nonetheless, he accomplishes the kinyan in this case because of gzeiras hakasuv. It's a particular special circumstance that applies to yibum. But therefore, because it's a special circumstance that applies to yibum, eino nosein get ad sheyagdil. If he then chooses that he wants to divorce this woman, he's not able to give her a get legally until he becomes bar mitzvah, until he grows to the age of 13. Umetame benida, letame mishkav tachton ke'elyon, and from the age of 9 years and 1 day and on, if he were to have intercourse with a woman who's a nida, then he gets the status of a boel nida, letame mishkav tachton ke'elyon, to render tamei anything that he sits on, the lower layer as well as the upper layer. Uposel ve'eno ma'achil betruma, and he is able to render ineligible a woman that he has intercourse with ineligible for eating truma from his sexual relations with that woman, ve'eno ma'achil betruma, and if he himself is a kohen and he gets married, he doesn't yet have the eligibility to be able to transfer the ability to be able to eat truma to his wife. That doesn't happen until he is 13, and again, that's because his kinyan, his acquisition, doesn't fully have the status of a kinyan until he's 13. If he were to have intercourse with an animal, commit bestiality, then that animal that is considered halachic bestiality, and therefore he renders the animal unfit for being brought as a korban, and that animal can be eligible to potentially be stoned on his account. And if he had relations, intercourse with any of the illicit relatives that are listed in the Torah, they are killed on his account, but he is exempt because he hasn't yet reached the age of legal responsibility.